We want to thank the Lord for the beautiful song by the choir reminding us to follow Jesus.
我们感谢我们的主，我们的诗班唱出这么美好的一首歌，让我们能够跟随我们的主。
By God's grace, may we continue to follow Him.
借着神的恩典，我们能够，愿我们能够持续地跟随我们的主。
I'd like to begin this morning by thanking the Lord and thanking brothers and sisters.
今天早上在我开始的时候，我想把我的感谢献给我们的主，也献给我们的弟兄姐妹们。
My wife and I truly appreciate the love and concern that you have shown to us, and particularly to her.
我的太太和我非常感谢我们在座的弟兄姐妹们在这段时间给我们的爱和给我们的关心，尤其是给我太太的关心。
And we particularly appreciate your prayers.
我们特别感激的是你们大家为我们的带祷。
Just as a brief update, last Thursday, a little over a week ago, she had surgery.
我想在这里向你们知道一下我们的进展。大概是一个多星期之前的一个星期四，我的太太动了手术。
And the surgery seemed to go very well, and she's at home recovering now.
手术十分顺利，她现在在家里休养。
The doctor discovered that she has cancer.
医生诊断的结果是我的太太有癌症。
But preliminary results suggest that it is still in the beginning stage.
现在初步的检查结果是这个癌症只是在它的初期。
However, the final lab results will be coming out this coming Wednesday, where we'll find that out when we meet with the doctor.
可是最后的检查结果要到下星期三的时候，我们与医生见面的时候，他告诉我们检查的结果。
So we truly praise and thank the Lord for all of you.
所以我们真是从内心里面真心的为你们向神献上感谢。
And continue to appreciate your prayers.
我们也谢谢你们，希望你们能继续为我们代祷。
This morning I would like to speak to you from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 7 to 9.
今天早上我的正道的这个经文是从彼得前书一章七到九节。
And the title of the message is Expressions of Genuine Faith.
今天早上我正道的题目是真信心的表现。
First Peter 1:7-9.
彼得前书一章七到九节。
These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine, and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
彼得前书一章七到九节，第七节，叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。第八节，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。第九节，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Let's pray.
让我们大家一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to praise you and thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们要到这里来赞美你，谢谢你。
And Father, we come before you. We want to adore you.
我们来到你的面前，我们要来赞美你，仰慕你。
For Lord, you are the great and powerful God.
主，因为你是一个蛮有能力的主。
Who is also loving and merciful.
你也充满着慈爱和怜悯。
And Father, we desire to worship you this morning.
天父，我们今天早上在这里，我们非常想来敬拜你。
And Father, I pray that you would use your word to speak to us.
父啊，我们祷告你能够用你的话语来与我们说话。
May your Holy Spirit use your word to convict our hearts.
愿主啊，愿主能借着圣灵来责备我们的心，通过你的话。
That we would draw closer to you.
我们能够更加来亲近你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Over time, I have heard of a number of incidences where someone who calls themselves a believer seems to have an active relationship with the Lord for a period of time.
最近一段时间，我听过好几个例子，就是说，有一些人他们口称他们是信徒，他们与神也有一个很持续的一段时间的很活泼的关系。
However, suddenly you find that they stop coming to church.
可是，忽然之间你发现他们不再来教会。
Or the seeming zeal for the Lord that they had before is no longer there.
或者是他们表面上的那种对神的热衷或热忱已经不复存在。
And many times you discover that something has happened in their lives that has affected their belief and trust in the Lord.
很多时候你会发现他们生活中出现了一些事情影响了他们对神的信靠。
Is it a temporary lapse of faith that we are seeing?
我们所看见的这个现象是信心的一个暂时的一个退步吗？
Or is it a situation where there was actually no genuine faith to begin with?
还是说他们从开始就没有一个真正的信心？
And today's passage will help us to reflect on that question.
今天的经文会帮助我们一起来思考我刚才问的这个问题。
And not only at this time,
不只是在这个时候
but at any time in our Christian life.
而在我们基督徒生命的每个时候。
So let's begin by looking at verse 7.
让我们大家在一起看彼得前书的一章第七节。
Of 1 Peter 1, yes. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine. And may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
彼得前书一章第七节，叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在基督耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
The believers being addressed in 1 Peter.In this passage, were undergoing extremely difficult times.
彼得前书一章七到九节，这个彼得前书的这个听众是一群信徒，他们在写彼得前书这段时间，在经历了一些很大的苦难。
Now, these difficult times came primarily through being persecuted for their belief in Jesus and in their commitment to Him.
他们所经过的这些困难和苦难的原因是什么呢？是因为他们对耶稣基督的信心和耶稣基督的委身而带来了其他人的迫害。
And verse 7 begins with the phrase, these have come.
如果你看彼得前书一章七节的时候能看到these have come 讲的就是说这些事情的到来。
And we see in verse 6 that these is referring to all kinds of trials that they were facing.
如果你再往前看一节的话，第六节谈到了这些，什么事情到来呢？这些事情指的是他们经历的百般的试炼。
In verse 6, it says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials."
第六节说到，彼得前书一章六节，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中，暂时忧愁。
And Peter tells them in this passage that the purpose of the trials that they were facing was to prove that their faith was real.
彼得在这段书信里写的意思是说，他们之所以经过这些试炼，是因为为的是目的是为了证明他们的信心是真正的信心。
God allowed these various trials and difficulties in their lives in order to prove the genuineness of their faith.
神允许这些苦难、这些试炼来到他们的生命中， 是因为神要试炼他，看看他们的信心是否是真正的信心。
And although from the context, the trials that the believers in 1 Peter were facing were primarily persecution for the faith in Christ, for their faith in Christ.
虽然从上下文来看，我们看到了他们这里遇到的试炼是因为他们的他们对主的信心和委身而遭到的一些逼迫。
But what we see in this passage can also apply to everyday trials that we face in our lives as we live in a fallen world.
可是从这几段经文里，我们也能看出来，它也对我们现今在每天在生活中所经历的苦难也是适用的，因为我们活在一个堕落的世界里。
As we live in a fallen world that has already begun to come under God's judgment.
我们生活在一个堕落的世界里，我们已经在神的审判之下。
Because the Bible, as the Bible tells us, of sin having entered the world through Adam.
因为圣经告诉我们，因着亚当的缘故，这个罪已经来到了世界。
And now all have sinned.And fall short of the glory of God.
大家都犯了罪，而且亏欠了神的荣耀。
And in verse 7, Peter compares our faith being tested by trials.
第七节的时候，彼得用了这么一个比喻，就是说把我们被试炼被试炼的这个信心。
And he compares that with gold refined by fire.
与在火里面熬炼的金子来一起做比较。
A goldsmith would put the impure sample that contains gold into a burning or smelting furnace.
通常一个金匠，一个炼金师，他所做的是把一块不纯净的一个样品，它里面含有金子的样品，把它放进一个熔炉里面。
And he would keep it there just long enough to remove the cheap impurities in the gold.
把它放在熔炉里放到一定的时间，一直到里面那些廉价着或者是劣质的一些不纯净的东西被去除。
And those cheap impurities that are burned away by the fire is called dross.
那些不纯净的劣质的这些不纯净的物质被火给烧掉的，我们管它叫 dross。
And the goldsmith in this process would watch the product very closely.
在金匠在把它炼这个金子的这段过程中，他是看着很紧的。
Especially maintaining the temperature.
特别是他要保持一定的温度。
And then he would pour it out and make it into something beautiful, which had great value.
然后把烧化的这个金子倒出来，然后把它做成一个非常有价值的东西。
And it has been said that the Eastern goldsmith at that time would keep the gold in the furnace until it was so pure that he could see his face reflected in that gold.
传说中的这个在东方的这些金匠或者是炼金师，他们所做的是，他们把这块这个不纯的东西放在放在火里放一段时间，一直到这个融化的这个金子能够照出自己脸的形象的时候，他们才把火关掉，把它从炉子里拿出来。
And sometimes our Lord lovingly keeps us in the furnace of suffering until we reflect more of the image of Christ in our lives.
我们的慈爱的神也是同样如此，他把我们放在苦难的炉子里面一直让我们能够越来越像他的儿子耶稣基督的形象的时候，才把我们从那里拿出来。
And just as the removal of dross by the refiner's fire from a precious metal sample can uncover the presence or the absence of genuine gold.
就如我们当初在炼金匠或者金匠或者炼金师，他们用这个熬炼的这个火来把这个金子给熬化，把这个杂质去掉，能够认出到底里面有没有真正的金子在里面一样。
So the trials in our lives can be like a refining fire used by God that uncover the presence or the absence of genuine faith.
就如炼金子一样，神也用这个熬炼的火用这些苦难放在我们生活中， 能够去除我们的杂质，而且知道我们有的信心是真正的信心，还是虚伪的信心。
Difficulties in life can also test not only the genuineness of our faith, but also the strength of our faith.
我们生活中遇到的这些试炼、这些难处，不光能证明，不光能显露我们的信心是真的还是假的，它还能显露我们信心的大小和强弱。
We may go along in life and feel that our faith is strong.
我们可能就是日复一日的度日，然后觉得感觉上我们有很强的信心。
But how can we know that if our faith is not put to the test?
可是如果我们的信心没有经过试炼的话，我们才怎么才知道我们的信心是坚强的呢？
It is like a person lying in bed week after week and telling himself that he is strong.
就好像一个人一周一周的躺在床上，然后告诉自己我的身体很棒。
But how can he know for sure that he is unless he does something that requires muscular strength?
可是除非他能够站起来，从床上起来，做一些需要肌肉力量、需要力气的一些活儿，他怎么才知道他自己身体很强壮呢？
Only then can he know how strong or how weak he actually is.
他只有站起来去做一些体力活，才能知道他的身体到底是强壮还是虚弱。
Similarly, it is through trials that we can come to gauge how strong or how weak our faith actually is.
同样的，我们的信心也是如此。我们是要通过神在我们生命中放入的一些苦难和试炼，才能知道我们信心到底是强还是弱。
The Bible gives a warning that those who profess to be Christians can have a false faith.
圣经里面曾经的警告我们说，那些口称他们是基督徒的人，其实他们有可能没有那种真正的信心，是一个假的信心。
Which can be revealed by various difficulties in life.
当生活变得困难的时候，他们的这些假的信心就被暴露出来。
Jesus illustrated this false faith with the parable of the sower in Matthew 13.
耶稣在撒种的比喻，也就是马太福音的十三章里，用撒种的比喻来比喻什么叫做假的信心。
And we don't have time to go through this whole passage, but I just want to point out an example here.
我没有时间一句一句的来读这个章节，可是我们会讲到几个重点。
In Matthew 13, we have a situation with a sower of seeds. He's out there sowing seeds which represent the gospel or the word of God.
在马太福音十三章里谈到了一个撒种的人。撒的这个种子也就是神的道，他把这些种子撒在地上。
And the seeds fall on different types of ground or different types of soil.
这种子落在不同的土壤里。
But only one of the soils represents true faith.
可是只有一种土壤能够告诉我们那是真正的信心的土壤。
And that is the seed that fell on good soil that produced plants that not onlywere there, but also produced fruit.
那是怎么样的一种土壤呢？就是说，当种子撒在好土上的时候，它马上就长出苗来，并且能够长出果实来。
The others were examples of false faith or no faith.
其他的几种土壤就是我们所说的一些假的信心，或者是没有信心。
And I just want to point out one example of a certain type of soil that sometimes we see in the churches.
我今天所要谈的是一种土壤，也就是我们常常在我们的教会里面所能看到的一种土壤。
And that is the seed that fell on shallow or rocky soil.
这里谈到的一种土壤是那个种子掉到了那种浅土，浅土和石头地上。
And in this passage, the seed that fell on this type of rocky soil, and this is soil that basically is just a very, very thin layer of soil, and underneath is just rock.
什么叫浅土石头地呢？就是说一层非常非常的浅的一层土，底下全是石头。
And the seed would fall into that soil, and from the dew that comes in the morning, that was enough moisture to produce a little plant.
也就是说，当种子落到这个石头地上的时候，早上起来的露水，因为有足够的这个湿润，所以能够使这个种子 长出苗来。
But because that plant had no roots,
可是因为那个苗没有根。
The plant withered and died when the sun came out.
太阳出来一晒的时候，这棵苗就枯干死了。
And we see this in Matthew 13, verse 5 and 6.
在马太福音的十三章的五到六节里，你能看到这个描述。
Where it says, some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root.
马太福音十三章的五到六节说到，有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快。第六节，日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了。
We see that the sun in the parable here represents trouble or persecution.
你们如果看到这里的比喻，太阳的比喻就是说指到的患难和逼迫。
If we look at Matthew chapter 13, verses 20 to 21,
如果你再继续往下看马太福音十三章的20到21节，
It gives an explanation. Jesus gives an interpretation of what that rocky soil represents.
这里向我们解释，也向我们继续的描绘这个土壤是怎么样的一个土壤。
Where he says, the one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away.
第马太福音十三章的二十到二十一节，撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受。二十一节，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，极致为遭遇为道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
The warning here is that the person who professes to believe.
这里的警告是那些口称他们是信徒的人。
But no longer believes when the going gets tough.
可是当生命中困难一出现的时候，他们就不再相信的人。
Is only proving that he really had no faith at all.
他们其实是证明了他们从起初就没有真正的信心。
Before we go on, I want to make sure of that we understand one thing.
我们继续讲下去之前，我想确信一下，我们明白一件事情。
That in a believer's life, God is the one who is behind the refining process.
在信徒的生活中，神就是在那我们这些熬炼的这个过程中的一个炼金师或者金匠。
For someone who has Jesus as their Savior and Lord, God is the one who is refining them.
如果你有耶稣基督作为你的救主的话，那么你如果生活中遇到了一些试炼和苦难，是神在熬炼你，在试炼你。
And that should bring us comfort.
这个事实会给我们带来很多安慰。
In Psalm 66, verse 8, let's look at the words of the psalmist.
如果你愿意翻到诗篇66章的第八节的时候，看到诗人的一些话。
Verses 8 to 12.
第八节到第十二节。
The psalmist says, Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance.
诗篇六十六章八到十二节，万民啊。你们当称颂我们的神，使人得听赞美他的声音。他使我们的性命存活，也不叫我们的脚摇动。神啊，你曾试炼我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。你使我们进入网罗，把重担放在我们的身上。你使人坐车砸我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。
The psalmist speaks here of God testing him and refining him like silver, which is a similar process to refining gold.
在这里诗人描述神在生活中试验他，还有熬炼他，就像熬炼银子一样，和我们刚才的例子一样，是熬炼金子。
By allowing or even bringing difficult circumstances or situations into his life.
神有时候是允许这些苦难试炼来到我们的生命中，有时候他是他本人把这些苦难试炼带到我们的生命中。
But throughout this refining process,
可是 在整个的这一个过程，一个熬炼的过程中
，God was faithful in keeping his feet from slipping.
神是信实的，因为他使他的脚没有摇动
，in keeping him from falling away.
也使他没有没有离弃神的道。
And after all this, the blessings of God are the result.
在这一切的熬炼试炼的过程以后。神的恩典祝福临到了他。
Verse 12 it says at the end, but you brought us to a place of abundance.
诗篇六十六章的第十二节最后一段说到，你却使我们到丰富之地。
I like a description that Warren Wiersbe used that God is, as a refiner is he gives a picture. It's like God watching what is being refined extremely closely, and his hand is constantly on the thermostat.
我喜欢一个圣经学家，他的名字叫 Warren Wiersbe 的一个比喻。他说，神就像一个金匠或炼金师一样。当我们在炉子里的时候，他的眼睛是紧紧的盯着在炉子里的我们，然后他一边看着我们，一边手是放在那个。温度计上来调整这个温度。
He will never allow us to go through more than we can handle.
他绝对不会让我们承受我们所能忍受的这个限度。
And what this passage tells us is that God in our lives will sometimes bring us through difficult times in order to test us and refine us.
这些经文所告诉我们的是，有时候上帝为了能够试炼熬炼我们，他要我们经过一些苦难，经过一些试炼。
And during those times, we must depend fully on him so that we do not slip in our faith.
在我们经过这些苦难的时候，我们要完完全全的依赖我们的上帝，所以我们的脚不至，我们的信心不至于滑动。
And we will not fall into sin.
我们也不会落入罪中。
Such as doubting God's goodness.
比如我们怀疑神的美善。
Becoming angry with God.
比如我们对上帝很生气，很愤怒。
Or straying away from him.
或者是我们远离神。
May the Lord give us grace to always hold tightly to Christ.
愿神给我们恩典，让我们无论如何都能够紧紧地抓住我们的基督。
The beginner and finisher of our faith.
他是使我们信心创始成终的那一位。
So that our faith will become more pure.
所以我们的信心就能够更加的纯洁。
And we will grow to be more mature and more useful instruments for our Lord's use.
所以我们能够更加的成熟，能够成为神手中的一个有用的器皿。
And we see also the person Job in the Bible was someone who went through very many painful trials.
如果你看圣经的话，我们能看到有一个叫约伯的人经过了很多的苦难。
All of them under God's control.
可是这些苦难全是在神的掌控之下。
And yet he understood something of the truth about the refiner's fire.
可是在经过这些苦难的时候，他却明白了神的这些给他带来的这些试炼的一些真理。
In Job 23:10, he says, "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold."
约伯记的二十三章十节说道，然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金晶。
So true faith is not afraid of testing, even as true gold is not afraid of fire.
就像真金不怕火炼一样，真正的信心也不应该害怕有试炼来临到它。
Even as gold becomes only more pure through testing by fire, so true faith becomes more pure through testing by trials.
就像金子在被熬炼了以后会变得更加的纯净，我们的信心在经过神的试炼以后也会变得更加的纯净。
And that true and pure faith, a genuine faith that is uncovered by trials, shows itself in three ways in times of difficulty.
那么在困难的时候，在困难来到的时候，这个我们所说的这些被炼过的这些更加纯净、更加真实的信心，有三种表达方式。
And all three expressions of genuine faith are centered on the person of Jesus Christ.
在这三种表达方式上，他们的中心都是在耶稣基督上面。
And Jesus is the one to whom the Holy Spirit, which indwells all believers of Jesus, will drive them to during those times of difficulty.
就是在我们信徒信主以后，圣灵就住在我们里面。这个内住的圣灵会使得所有的信徒在苦难的时候能够驱使他们走向耶稣。
The Holy Spirit will drive believers to Christ, never away from Him.
圣灵所做的工作是，他一定是会把这些信徒驱使他们走向耶稣，而不是远离耶稣。
So let's continue to look at this passage at three expressions of genuine faith that we see here.
所以，如果我们继续在看彼得前书的经文的时候，我们能看出这种真正的信心有三种，什么样的三种表达方式呢？
The first expression of genuine faith is not seeing him, but loving him.
如果你有这个真正的信心的话的第一个表达方式就是你没有见过他，却是爱他。
The first way that genuine faith is shown is when there is love for Jesus.
第一个最明显的一个真正的信心是你一定是爱耶稣基督的。
1 Peter 1:8 says, Though you have not seen him, you love him.
彼得前书一章八节说到你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。
It is interesting that Peter begins with the first expression of genuine faith being love for Jesus rather than believing in Jesus.
这里有个很有趣的一点是在彼得描述真正的信心的第一步的时候，他不是描述相信耶稣，而是描述爱耶稣。
This does not mean that loving Jesus comes before believing in Jesus.
这并不一定是指我们在我们一定是在相信耶稣之前就爱上他。
For the two can be concurrent.
因为这两个可能爱耶稣和相信耶稣可能是可以并行的两个事情。
But perhaps Peter places loving Jesus first in this passage in order to emphasize two truths.
可是彼得把爱耶稣放在这么重要的一个地位，可能是他想强调两件事情。
The first thing that it emphasizes is a change in heart and attitude toward God in the life of the true believer.
他第一件事情想强调的是，就是在一个信徒的生命中，他信心出现的时候，他一定是他的心和他的态度，对神的态度一定是有所改变的。
By grace, through faith in Christ, a true believer is someone who loves the Lord with a love that is real and that can be experienced.
是结着信，一个信徒能够用一个能够体会到的一种爱来爱耶稣。
And the fact that you love him, although you have never seen him,
这么一个事实就是说你虽然没有见过他，
Indicates not only a change in your heart and attitude toward God,
不只是谈到了你对神的一个心态的一个改变，
but also that you are being saved and that you belong to Him.
而且说明你已经得救了，而且你属于上帝。
Our salvation is not only present but also future.
我们的救恩不只是现在就有的救恩，而且是救恩是一个将来一个救恩。
When we receive Jesus, our salvation is present.
当我们接受耶稣的那一刻，我们的救恩就存在了。
And our salvation will be complete when Jesus returns.
我们的救恩在耶稣再来的时候，显露他的时候，我们的救恩会得到完全。
Because he is the one who will be taking us there step by step of the way.
因为正是耶稣自己会一步一步的把我们带到那个信心的城中的那个状态。
He will finish the work that he has started.
他自己开始的工作，他会完成他的工作。
Love for Christ is the work of the Holy Spirit.
能爱上基督绝对是圣灵的工作。
Whom the Bible says pours out the love of God within our hearts.
圣经上说圣灵把这个神的爱请入到我们每个人心中。
So we can experience the love of God.
这样的话，我们就能够体验到什么叫神的爱。
The Holy Spirit is the one, the Bible says, who testifies to our spirit that we are the children of God.
圣经也说到圣灵就是他能够与我们的与我们的灵同证我们是神的儿女的那一位。
And it is because of Christ and what he has done for us.
那全是因着基督，与因着基督为我们所做的一切。
And our love for Christ is in response to this working of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们对基督的爱绝对是一个对圣灵的工作的一个回应。
But at the same time, we also need to remember that ultimately, a love for Christ is expressed in continued obedience to Christ.
第二种方式是我们对神对基督的爱是表现在什么方式呢？就是我们一个持续的能够持续的顺服基督。
Anything less than that is pure emotionalism.
如果你没有办法做到这一步的话，那完完全全你的这些反应都是情感主义。
Purely lip service.
完全就是说嘴巴里说的好听。
Love in word only, but not in deed.
或者是只是嘴巴里说爱，但是没有行动来表现出来。
And this is one of the key reasons that we are saved in order to be obedient to Christ.
我们得救的一个很重要的原因就是我们可以来顺服基督。
And to remain obedient to him at any time.
而且不论在任何的时候我们都能够持续的来顺服基督。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2.
在彼得前书一章二节说道。
It says, Who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.Through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance.
彼得前书一章二节说到，就是照父神的先见被拣选，藉着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
And we must also remember that it is his love that should compel us to obedience.
我们也要常常的记住，是因为基督耶稣对我们的爱激励我们，让我们愿意去顺服他。
Not simply out of fear or obligation.
不只是因为对神的惧怕，或者是例行公事而已。
But being compelled by Christ's love will give us a more complete obedience.
而是神基督的爱激励我们，使我们有办法完全的顺服他。
And a more willing obedience.
而且更加愿意的来顺服他。
If we look at 2 Corinthians 5, 14 to 15.
如果你们大家翻到哥林多后书五章十四节的时候。
It says, for Christ's love compels us.Because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live shall no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
哥林多后书的五章十四节到十五节说道，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死。十五节，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Christ died for us on the cross to save us from our sins and to show his love for us.
基督耶稣在十字架上为我们而死，是为了救我们出罪恶。
And this should be reason enough for us to live our lives in obedience to him.
就光这么一点，就能够让我们应该愿意的来爱耶稣基督，来顺服耶稣基督。
And this should be the ultimate compelling driving force behind whatever we do for the Lord.
耶稣基督对我们的爱应该是唯一的一个最终极的一个原因，让我们能够来爱他，来顺服他。
Because the Lord has died for our sins on the cross.
因为主耶稣基督为了我们的缘故，为了我们的罪的缘故，死在十字架上。
The second reason that Peter placed loving Jesus before believing in Jesus.
第二个原因，为什么彼得要把爱耶稣基督放在相信耶稣基督之前的呢？
I believe is to better emphasize that genuine Christian faith is in a person.
我想他想强调的一点是，我们真正的信心是放在一个有位格的一个人身上。
Because you don't love an object. You don't love a theory. You love a person.
因为我们并不是去爱一个物品或者或爱一个理论，我们是爱一个人，一个有位格的人。
And Jesus is the living, resurrected Lord. He died on the cross but he rose again.
基督耶稣是一个活着的，是一个复活的主。他在十字架上死去，但是他又复活过来。
By grace through faith in Christ, we also begin a relationship with a person.
本着恩，因着信，我们能够啊，跟这么一个有位格的一个耶稣基督能够有一个关系。
Your faith is not only in the work of Christ for us, in what Christ did for us.
我们的信心并不是放在耶稣基督所做的一些事情或他的成就的一些工作上。
And we sometimes tend to emphasize this, the work of Christ, more than the person of Christ.
我们的往往的误区是我们常常的强调我们信的是耶稣基督的工作或者耶稣基督所成就的一切，而不是耶稣基督本人。
Your faith is in a person, not just a body of doctrine.
你的信心是放在一个人身上，而不是，而不是一堆教条上面。
Your dependence is on a person.
你所依赖的是一个人。
Your obedience is to a person.
你顺服的是一个人。
During difficult times, you cling not to an abstract idea, but to a person.
在困难来到的时候，我们所紧紧抓住的并不是一团教条或理论，而是一个人。
Your love is always toward a person, never a theoretical possibility.
我们爱的也是一个人，而不是理论上的可能性。
So the first expression of genuine faith in the lives of these believers is not seeing him, but loving him.
所以在真正的信心的第一个表现是我们虽然没有见过他，可是我们爱他。
The second expression of genuine faith is not seeing him, but believing in him.
第二个我们看到的真正的信心的表现是我们虽然没有见过他，可是我们信他。
When there has been a change of heart and a relationship with Christ has been established by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, we also believe in Jesus.
在我们当我们与神对神的一些看法和心态改变的时候，藉着圣灵，藉着神的话。我们与耶稣基督能够建立一种关系的时候，我们可以对他有这种信任、信心。
Verse 8 of 1 Peter 1 says, And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him.
如果你看彼得前书的一章八节的第二部分的时候，他说到，如今虽不得看见，却因信他。
The word translated as believe here in verse 8 is referring to one aspect of faith in Jesus, which is mental assent.
这里的第八彼得前书的一章八节的第二部分所说的信，这里的信是指的信心的一个层面，也就是说，我们在理性上我们觉得是对的，或者在头脑里接受了这个事实。
This means that faith in Christ involves mentally agreeing to a list of biblical truths about Jesus.
也就是说，如果我们要相信耶稣基督或者对耶稣基督有信心的话，我们走的第一步是我们的头脑里或者理性上一定要认为所有在圣经里关于他的这些事实都是正确的。
That he is God come in the flesh.
他是道成肉身。
We see in 1 Corinthians 15:3 that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
如果你看哥林多前书的十五章的第三节到第四节的时候，能看到耶稣基督为了我们的罪而死。
That he was buried.
他被埋葬。
That he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures.
他第三日复活了，照圣经所说的。
These are biblical truths that we agree with.
这就是我们所说我们头脑里或者是理性上所认可的这些事实。
That he is the only one.That can save us from our sins, and He is the only way to heaven.
他是唯一的能够把我们从罪里拯救出来的那一位，他也是唯一的一个能到天堂的一个渠道。
As Acts 4:12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
使徒行传四章十二节说到，除他以外，别无拯救。因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
But there is another aspect of faith that is included in the word believe.
可是如果我们讲 believe 或者是相信的这个概念的时候，有另外一个层面。
And that aspect is having confidence in someone.
那个层面就是你对某一个人有信心。
And the ability to entrust yourself to that someone.
而且你有这个能力把你本人交给那个所谓的人。
And that someone in both cases is none other than the person of Jesus Christ.
那个我们所说的某人或者是那一个人就是正是我们说的耶稣基督。
So the first expression of genuine faith is not seeing him, but loving him.
所以真正信心的第一个表现方式是我们虽然没有见过他，可是我们爱他。
The second, not seeing him, but believing in him.
第二个真正信心的表现方式是我们虽然没有见过他，可是我们信他。
And the third expression is not seeing him, but having an inexpressible and glorious joy.
第三个真正信心的表现方式是我们虽然没有见过他，可是我们心里有那种无法描述的那种充满荣耀的那种喜乐。
It says in verse 8, even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. In verse 9, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
彼得前书一章八节的第二部分说，如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。第九节说到，并且得到你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
The third expression of genuine faith is the presence in your life of an inexpressible and glorious joy.
真正信心的第三个表现方式是在你的生命中一定有这种无法形容、说不出来的满有荣光的大喜乐。
Even during times of trials.
即使是在苦难来临的时候、试炼来临的时候，也有喜乐。
Christian joy is not dependent on circumstances.
我们基督徒的喜乐和我们周遭的这种遭遇不是依赖我们的遭遇的。
It is having a settled calm or peace in the midst of difficulties.
是我们在遇到很多困难或者难处的时候，我们有这么一个很安稳、很平静、很平安的，那就是我们所说的喜乐。
And to have this type of joy during difficult times requires genuine faith in who God is.
我们在遇到苦难和试炼的时候，还能够有这种喜乐的原因，是因为我们相信一件事情。
That God is sovereign, that He is in control of all things.
我们知道我们所信的神是什么样的一位神，他是有主权的神，他掌控我们生活中的一切。
Faith in the power of God, the goodness of God.
我们相信神的能力和神的慈爱。
Also, this inexpressible and glorious joy in the midst of trials is linked with verse 9.
而且如果你看第八节的第二部分说到说不出来无法形容的满有荣光的大喜乐是与第九节是挂钩的。
In 1 Peter 1:9 it says, For you are receiving, you have this inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
彼得前书一章第九节说到，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Brothers and sisters, trials have a way of removing the dross from our faith, so that we are reminded of the primary reason that we need Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，我们生活中遇到的困难和试炼，它的一个目的就是把我们生命中信心中的杂质给去除掉。这样的话我们就能够想经常的思想我们到底是为什么需要耶稣基督。
It reminds us of the ultimate blessing that we have in Christ.
它提醒我们知道我们在信耶稣基督之后一个最终极的一个祝福是什么。
We do not receive Jesus so that we can have a smooth life.
我们不是因为我们要想一帆风顺而来信耶稣的
or a life without problems.
或者是生活中没有任何问题
We do not receive Jesus so that we can get what we want or what we prefer in life.
我们不是因为我们想要我们想要的一切或者想要我们喜欢的一切来信耶稣的
The primary reason we receive Jesus is for the salvation of our souls.
我们来信耶稣基督的一个最根本的一个原因就是我们要灵魂得救
This is why it is called the goal or the outcome of our faith.
这就是为什么第九节会有圣经说果效或者是结果或者是效果 我们信心的果效。
No matter what happens to us in this life.
无论我们在这一生里遇到什么事情。
Whether we are going through persecution for Christ.
也许我们会因为基督的原因被逼迫。
Whether we have problems, suffering, or failures.
也许我们有问题，我们有苦难，或者是我们有很多的失败。
When we have Jesus.
当我们有了耶稣的时候。
We have the assurance that we are saved.
我们就有这个确信，就是我们是得救的。
And we will spend eternity with him in heaven.
我们会在天堂与他同度永生。
Numerous times.
很多时候。
I have had people tell me that they were so zealous for Jesus.
会有一些人告诉我说，他们是火热的爱主。
They used to be so zealous about spiritual things.
他们对属灵的事情非常有热心。
But then when they did not get something that they really wanted.
可是一旦他们没有得到他们非常非常想得到的一些事情的时候。
They didn't feel like believing in him anymore.
他们就不再想来信耶稣基督了。
They feel that I can't trust in him anymore.
他们就会这么想说，我不能再信靠耶稣了。
Is this why you believed in Jesus?
这是你来信耶稣基督的原因吗
？So you can obtain what you want？
是因为你想得到一些东西，你来信耶稣吗
？That is the wrong reason to believe in him.
这是一个错误的原因来信耶稣基督。
And difficulties in life will expose, will uncover this false faith.
当生活中苦难来到的时候，困难来到的时候，它会暴露，会揭露我们信心到底是不是一个真实的信心。
The correct reason is for the salvation of your soul.
正确的原因来信耶稣基督正确的原因是为着灵魂得救
And this will also result in blessings for sure but not always in the way that we expect
当我们有这个信了耶稣基督的时候我们会得到祝福可是这些祝福并不是常常我们所想象的那些祝福
I was recently just talking with someone who falls into this category
最近我在跟有同样经历的一些人在谈话。
He was saying, oh, it just, you know, before it seemed like everything was going so well in life. I was just praising God and just loving God.
他告诉我，他说，哎呀，我生活中最近一直是非常非常的顺利的，我是不停的赞美主，不停的感谢主。
I was on fire for God.
他说我是真的是火热为主。
But then I didn't get what I expected to get.
可是我想要的一件事情，我期盼的一件事情，我没有拿到。
And I started to ask God, God, are you playing games with me here? Are you joking with me?
我就开始生气了，对上帝说，上帝啊，你是不是在跟我玩游戏？你是在跟我开玩笑吗
？And then he says, I don't want to believe in him anymore.
他说，我不想再相信他了。
Brothers and sisters, that's false faith.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个假的信心。
The correct reason for believing in Jesus is for the salvation of our souls, not for getting whatever we want.
信耶稣基督的真正的正确的原因应该是为着灵魂得救，而不是为着我们得到我们想要得到的东西。
So this morning we've looked at three genuine expressions of genuine faith.
今天早上我们看到了真正信心的一个三种表现方式。
Not seeing him, but loving him.
没有见过他，却爱他。
Not seeing him, but believing in him.
没有见过他，却信他。
Not seeing him, but filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
没有见过他，但却有说不出来的满有喜乐的，满有荣光的大喜乐。
As I bring this message to a close.
当我要结束这个信息的时候。
We may be knocked down by the difficulties in life.
我们有时候可能被我们生活中的困难或试炼击倒。
But by God's power and by God's grace, we are never knocked out.
可是因着神的能力，因着神的恩典，我们不会被击垮。
It is as Paul described in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 9.
就像保罗在哥林多后书的四章八到九节说道
He says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed.
第八节说到我们四面受敌却不被困住
Perplexed or puzzled, but not in despair.
心里作难或者说心里疑惑却不致失望
Persecuted, but not abandoned.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃
struck down but not destroyed
打倒了却不致死亡
and these difficulties together with God's protection of us in keeping us from falling away
这些我们在生活中我们的难处遇到的难处我们还是有神的保护让我们不会离弃我们的信仰。
They will serve to prove to others, they will serve to prove to us, and they will serve to prove to Satan that our faith is genuine.
我们在遇到这些苦难的时候因着神的保护我们的信仰不会移动就这样的一件事实就足以证明给世人看证明给他人看证明给我们自己看证明给撒旦看我们相信的是一位 真正的神
And it will result in praise and honor and praise and glory and honor to Christ when he returns as we saw in verse 7
你能够说到在耶稣第二次再来的时候显现的时候他的结果就是可以得着称赞荣耀尊贵也就是彼得前书一章七节所说的、这个、
Because when we see Christ again, we will recognize and we will fully recognize that he is the beginner and finisher of our faith.
因为我们在耶稣再见到耶稣的时候我们会完全的承认耶稣基督就是那个为信心创始成终的那一位。
We will recognize that he is the one who has preserved our faith and has kept us safe.
我们也能够看到他就是那一位是他保守了我们的信心。
As it says in 1 Peter 1:7, gold will perish eventually, but our faith will never perish, for Christ will preserve it and strengthen it.
彼得前书的第一章的第七节说到被火试炼以后仍够能够坏的金子金子能够坏可是我们的信心在经过熬炼以后并不会朽坏。
It is most often the trials in our lives that uncover genuine faith, if it is there.
如果我们是确实有真正的一个信心的话，那么当困难和试炼来到的时候，它能够显露我们那有的真正的信心。
And true and genuine faith will always result in us looking to Jesus, clinging to Jesus, never away from Jesus.
如果我们拥有的是一个真正的信心的话它的结果一定是我们会紧紧地抓住耶稣基督我们的眼目是 注目在耶稣基督身上永远不会是远离耶稣基督
No matter what our situation in life
无论我们生活中有什么样的遭遇
And if your faith in Christ is genuine
如果你对耶稣基督的信心是 真正的
During times of trials and difficulties
在试炼来到的时候在困难来到的时候
It will heighten your love for him.
它会增强你对他的爱
It will increase your belief in him.
它会使你更加的相信他
As well as give you more of an inexpressible and glorious joy.
它也会给你更多的那种难以形容的说不出来的满有荣光的大喜乐
Because they will help you to remember that in Christ.
因为他们会帮助你记得这件事情就是在基督里面
You are receiving the goal of your faith.
你得着了救恩的，也就信心的果效。
The salvation of your soul for eternity.
也就是灵魂的救恩，永远的救恩。
Let's pray.
让我们大家一起来祷告。
Our dearest Lord Jesus.
我们亲爱的主耶稣。
Lord Jesus, we come before you, and we want to worship you and praise you.
主耶稣，我们来到你的面前，我们想来敬拜你，我来赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the love that you showed us by dying on the cross for our sins.
主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你在十字架上为了我们的罪而死，来向我们显现你的爱。
And Lord, as we have been reminded by the choir this morning in their song, Lord, that we are to follow you, Lord Jesus, all of our lives.
今天早上诗班所献的诗歌提醒我们主啊我们要一直来跟随你
We are to follow you because we are the sheep and you are the shepherd
我们要来跟随你因为我们是羊你是牧羊人
But you are the good shepherd
你是好牧羊人
You are the good shepherd who knows your sheep
你是好牧羊人因为你知道羊的名字
You are the good shepherd who showed your love by dyingby laying down your life for the sheep.
你是好牧羊人因为你舍了自己的生命是为了你的羊群的安全。
And Lord, we are to follow you
主啊,
all of our life.
要一生一世来跟随你。
Lord Jesus, you are the one who strengthens, who gives us our faith.
主耶稣基督是你赐给我们信心，是你坚固我们的信心。
You are the one who sustains our faith.
是你支撑着我们。
You are the one who preserves our faith for eternity.
是你保守我们的信心直到永恒。
So Lord Jesus, give us the grace to continue to follow you to the end.
主耶稣基督赐给我们恩典，让我们能够继续的一直跟随你，一直到底。
Help us, Lord, to love you more.
帮助我们，主耶稣基督能够更加的爱你。
To believe in you more.
能够更加的相信你。
And to always remember that, Lord, that the most important reason that we have you is that you are saving us.
能够经常被提醒这么重要的一个事实，就是我们之所以拥有你的最重要的一个原因，是因为你能够拯救我们。
And we will be with you for eternity.
我们会在永恒里永永远远的与你同在。
Because of what you have done for us on the cross.
因为你在十字架上所为我们做的一切。
And Lord, if there's anyone here this morning who does not yet know you.
主，今天早上如果在座的有任何一位还不认识你的，
I ask that the Holy Spirit would use your word to touch their heart.
愿圣灵用你的话来亲自的触摸他的心。
That they would come to know the Good Shepherd.
他们能够认识到你就是那位好牧人。
As your word says, the sheep know the voice of the shepherd.
因为你的经在你的话说，羊知道好牧人。
So Lord, we just commit this day into your hands.
我们把今天交在主的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.